Welcome into the podcast. We're Matt Bob. We're here to pod. You're listening to the Bob, before we get started, I know what you're thinking. Is that a barbershop shave?
Is that a barbershop shave? Yes.
It's not. I did it myself. I kind of cut myself.
Matt, of course, immediately launching into a incredibly inside baseball bit from the Andrew Dice Clay live streams. Where he harasses people on the street, asking them if they need to take photos with the famous face, but no one knows who he is.
I was wondering if he had a barbershop shave because he looked good. Yeah, we got some other TV stuff real quick. I mean, you're watching The Last of Us. We got a new South Park. How do you think South Park's doing so far?
1 for 2. I thought the first episode, while I guess a solid piece of satire, was very limited in terms of laughs. I think Cupid Yee is not funny or interesting at all. I think just commenting on Kanye feels old and dated, which is weird to say for that show. They're typically very timely, and I just think that commenting on TikTok and that absurdity, it's like, okay, it feels like they're above that type of
They're kind of showing their age a little bit, where they still find this funny, but the rest of us are, it's just part of our lives. And also, I mean, no one, Kanye gets a lot of airtime whenever he does something insane, but just simply recreating the insane stuff he does isn't funny, or commenting on it, it's just recreating it.
It was like what we kind of were talking about with SNL or anything that was Trump related. It's like, it's already so absurd that it's hard to have an absurd take on it.
You're
just matching the level of absurdity, which is not super funny, but I think they redeem themselves by making fun of the royals and your people, Merkel and Prince Harry, and I think last night's episode was very funny. I know you haven't seen it yet, but
no, I know, I still need to check it out. I was watching In the Line of Fire starring Clint Eastwood last night. And then, yeah, Last of Us, I love a good HBO buzzy Sunday night drama. It's that water cooler thing that we all miss.
Is it a Sunday night? I thought it was like Friday.
Yeah. Well, it came out on Friday because of the Super Bowl this past week.
Oh, that's why.
It's a Sunday night thing, and a lot of people are watching, like shitloads of people are watching it, like 22 million viewers an episode. It's the hottest thing since Game of Thrones, which was kind of surprising to me. I mean, I know video games is a huge audience, but to pull in everybody that hasn't played the game, I think it's just awesome, and I'm excited for people that haven't played.
Zombies is a gift that it always gives, man. It feels like everyone is game for zombies. It's starting to separate itself slightly from Walking Dead. I only watched the first season or two from Walking Dead, and then I got bored. I don't know how long I'll hang on with this one, but already they had a veer off from the main narrative when you had Nick Offerman and your guy from White Lotus.
Yeah, I know.
From White Lotus.
The gay for zombies side story.
Yeah, but it was obviously it got a lot of attention, but yeah. I think it was incredibly well written and performed, and it was very touching. I will give it its flowers. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not going to have a lot of critical thought on that episode. I think for me, so you played the game. I did not play the game.
One of the most incredible storytelling in any form, like video game or otherwise. There's an article, I think, on Variety where it's like, why was this even a game? This had such loftier expectations. I was like, screw you. Video games are a massive business. Why can't we have great storytelling in video games instead of just like Call of Duty?
We should have great storytelling in video games. Like, I think it would, if it's another way to get people connected to creative writing and narratives and character arcs and things like that. Like, if that's the way that, you know, we are going to progress in terms of our creative approach to writing and storytelling, and it's going to find audiences in video games, I don't have an issue with it.
It's so immersive. I mean, the fact that it's the best video game adaptation ever is already without question. I'm just so taken in by it. And like, anytime they divert, they improve upon the story, you know, instead of just showing a bunch of action and kind of kills, they've wisely skirted that. Yeah, no, I think it's the fact that it's the best adaptation of a video game is without question already. It's already been renewed for a second season. And if they follow the second game, I mean, it's just going to be incredible. I'm so excited to see where it's going. And the fact that they've already proved themselves as when they need to diverge, they do like episode 3, and it's in one of the best written episodes of television. And like any time they've made a change, it's been for the better, which is just so awesome to see. And, you know, it fills you with confidence going forward as a fan.
So, do you think the affection would be as high, or people would have found it so quickly if it was not a video game?
I think there's a huge built-in audience, and that kind of creates a snowball of buzz. So maybe there's that. It's HBO, so, and also the writer and producer of Chernobyl. There's like a lot of things going for it, a lot of big projects. A lot of the visual effects team, a lot of the people involved in the production are fans of the game because they're nerds and they're FX guys. Getting FX people is impossible right now with Marvel, and there's this kind of shortage of talent. So you gotta get, Last of Us is like holds a lot of weight, so I think they got all the right people interested, because a lot of creative people played the game and loved it and recognized it as a great story. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really into Walking Dead, but I was so into this game, and you'll see why as we kind of get into closer to the finale.
So I have two more thoughts on this before we move on. But first of all, Pedro Pascal, because of Game of Thrones and now this, and you can even throw in the Nicolas Cage movie, has pretty much cemented himself. He can stop acting tomorrow and just make a living off of being a celebrity at Comic Cons for the next.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I mean, this guy is like Comic Con gold. You mix the Game of Thrones people with zombie people. I mean, it's a lot of them are the same people. But
not
this
to mention
guy is,
Star Wars people, Mandalorian.
Mandalorian! I didn't even mention. Jesus Christ! This dude
this
might
guy's
as
gonna
well
dine out on Comic. Yeah.
The amount of nerd ladies he's going to be able to have access to for the rest of his life, you know.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, the autograph alone. I mean, what if you're going to a Pedro Pascal booth, you know, what are you getting signed? Are you getting The Last of Us signed? Are you getting Mandalorian signed? Are you getting the Game of Thrones signed? All three?
I'm going to get my Huckberry wax lined plaid inner jacket, which was featured in the show, signed by him, because I'm planning to get one of those. But
so
yeah,
that
I mean,
one of my thoughts.
No, totally. That guy goes to Comic-Con. He's not going to have any bodily fluids left.
yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, he's going to have to give out those gift baskets like Derek Jeter at New York.
Yeah, and he's great too. He's killing it as Joel. And a lot of the community wanted Jamie Lannister. I forget that actor's name because it's very long. Mm-hmm. But he just looks so like the character Jamie Lannister does with a beard. But I think Pedro's already, I think anyone watching this show is already sold, and any fan of the game as well.
So here's
and
the other
Bella
thing.
Ramsey.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to say is, so, you know, it's hard because they're seeming to go down a Game of Thrones track when it comes to characters that you grow fond of in a short narrative, and then they don't make it because it's a zombie apocalypse.
You can't die. Everyone really liked you.
You can't die. Everyone really liked you. But, you know, I've been seeing just on, like, social media people, you know, not trying to spoil, but being like, episode 5, heartbroken. Episode 3, heartbroken. It's like, I can't deal with any more of that. So I know it's just I'm an old man, you know, on the lawn screaming at the sky, but like, okay, let's all buy into the fact that your favorite characters probably aren't going to make it. If they are coming into the narrative for a brief time, they're probably going to die quickly. Like, I can't have people continuing to be surprised that the characters don't live through these episodes.
Yeah.
It's like, we know what the score is now.
Every single major television show has someone dying at the end as a big surprise. I mean, White Lotus 1 and 2, those are, you know, the last big buzzy shows. It's like,
speaking of your buddy.
My guy. Incredible run of form for the actor playing Frank in Last of Us Episode 3. But yeah, it's become a trope. we build up these characters we all love, and then they're going to die. In a basic zombie apocalypse, you got to see that coming. Apparently, on set, they weren't allowed to use the word zombie. They had to refer to them as the infected. Weren't allowed to say it.
The bloated dude was pretty gnarly. I've been seeing a lot of bloaters. Images of his makeup and everything. But it's also very scary. I was explaining the concept to somebody at work at the lunch table, and she was like, "Oh my god, that's gonna happen! Like the global warming, and then the fungus is gonna mutate, and they can live in our butt." She's like, "That will." She's like, "Now I'm afraid." I was like, "Yeah, come on." Yeah.
The video of the ant with its body cavity consumed by mushroom spores as it crawls up this leaf is really eerie, and that's where the inspiration comes.
Yeah, you told me about that video, and I went and looked at it, and wish I didn't.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Yeah, Last of Us is one of my favorite shows. So yeah, you gotta watch. You know, just watch it the night of, and then you won't be oh my god heartbroken. Oh my god, or those headlines won't get to you. Yeah, so excited to have that chugging along.